put it in the freezer to protect your food as long as you could. And we finally lost some, but not much. Uh-huh. It on the house now, it only blew off, one side it blew off some shingle, and I replaced those on the apartment, it blew off mm-hmm. some shingle. But other than that, it was nothing else damaged. Mm-hmm. A lot of water and rain and everything.
When was that, do you remember?
Oh God, I forget the year. I would have to check up on and find out what year it was. I should, because that's the first one that ever come up here and, you know, just come into Jacksonville from the beach side over here. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we get a partial one, but it'll come off the west coast, and by traveling over land so far, it weakens before it get here. Uh-huh. But that one come off of the east coast and straight through.
Uh-huh. What kinds of different storms would you have here?
Well, you have your hail storms, you have, like I said, your hurricanes, your tornadoes, thunderstorms with a lot of lightning and mm-hmm. Things like that, which you kick out your lights a lot of times and have you on the blank around for a while.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen a tornado here? Or close?
Whenever. Not close, off a distance, pretty good while back. I forgot what year it was. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't close. I was glad it wasn't, mm-hmm. because I don't like it. You can't tell too much about them, you know, once they start in on you. And the way that little tail is whipping on the ground. Mm-hmm. But it seemed to me that they can find trailer coats. I guess they've hit trailer coats around Jacksonville and the rest of the country more than anything else.
Mm-hmm. I've seen pictures in the paper of tornado in a trailer court. It's
yeah,
makes a mess
they can find them for some reason. I don't know how in the world it happened.
Where would you find policemen? Where would they be in groups, or where would their meeting place be?
Well, down at police headquarters, you know, would be that most places you'd find a group of them. Other than that, they would be on the street patrolling, and I think downtown have a few patrol, you know, on foot. The rest of them were in their cars mm-hmm. and like that.
Where would you find firemen?
At the fire, you know, stations. And the closest one would be here, would be up at 26 and Myrtle.
Mm-hmm. Would you know of names that people might call the police jokingly or insultingly? Or?
Well, I've known them to use words like pigs and some guys like you, the guy you met today up on ice, they call them mm-hmm. Bastards, and they go yeah. into the more detail, you know, cursing them. And mm-hmm. but other than that, they you don't hear too many names, I guess, until some guy get involved, didn't they? Mm-hmm. Because a long time ago, when this integration deal was first, you know, back in what was it, in the 50s?
60s, early
60s, yeah. And that was when the most controversy come up, mm-hmm. because at that particular time the blacks here started marching, mm-hmm. and there was a bunch of whites who had bought all the axe handles that Sears and Roebuck had,
yeah.
And they met the blacks downtown and beat them all up, and I think the mayor of that town was conveniently mm-hmm. out of town, plus the police turned their back on it, and some of the newsmen had cameras that showed that they had turned mm-hmm. their back on. But since then, I think that they have, it's been a great change in the way they handle things. Mm-hmm.